Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. After my blood boiling, going down, discussing, people that aren't experts in a particular area make decisions or statements that just shouldn't be made because they don't know, you know, the difference between a holding and a dicta, and haven't really read the decisions, haven't really done the study, and they come out with things that don't hold water. But I promise to get in something back into the world of reflections and our well-being, and I'm going to start out with a Nuevo Día quote that I usually like to use. And this is by Robert Musil, an Austrian writer. La única prueba a favor o en contra de una persona consiste en ver si, hallándonos a su lado, nos elevamos o descendemos. The only true proof in favor or against a particular person consists in seeing, when we find ourselves at their side, whether we're elevated or we're descended. Basically, the message is that some people bring out the best in us and help us improve, and other people bring out the worst in us and really lower our growth and our well-being. And in that regard, the reflections I want to have, there's a couple of articles and things that just finished happening along the importance of who we get along with and who we deal with and what we do. Going back, it was an article by Eduardo Batia, and this was back in the 12th of July in Soledad y Salud Pública, loneliness and public health, and citing a person who came by Triple S, was brought by Triple S, the foundation of Triple S, and this doctor, Julian Holt Lindstad, was the person going back, and the Surgeon General used her study that loneliness was the equivalent of having so many packs of cigarettes per day. It was so deleterious to our well-being and to our health. So he's citing this study and this foundation and Triple S bringing them, and how this is such an important thing for our society, which I cannot agree more with. And there was an article a couple days later, and these are articles I sort of kept looking, you know, when had synergism with other things that were happening. And it's ¿Cuánto vale un amigo? Más felices, más productivos. And basically, it went along with the same idea, how critical friendships were. And it says that the adolescents, 52% feel completely lonely. And especially with the social media, the use of social media. It's only a little bit on a tangent. There was an article, right? I read this morning, and it basically was on burnout and what are the symptoms of burnout, of feeling kind of cloudy and nebulous in your thinking, lack of memory, losing energy, losing enthusiasm for things that you usually like, and kind of very close to what depression, burnout is pretty close. And then what should be done to stop it? And the two things that particular mention was in the morning, spending 15 minutes out in the sun, and I imagine nature and some exercise. It doesn't say that, but without social media, without your cellular phone. And then it says, in the end of the day, to phase out, get away from the phone, get away from the TV program, and again, 15, and those two things have been, you know, most of my life very critical. Getting in the morning and doing exercise, getting out in the sun and in nature if possible, and then in the evening, this is recent, as you know, is winding down, putting the telephone, cellular away, having breathing exercises, meditation, and slowing down before going to bed. It's been really good for sleep. So the remedies that we're recommending are the remedies among the many things, you know, that we've been talking about, for avoiding burnout. And these are remedies, once you have burnout, well, it's better to have the remedies, and these are ongoing to avoid burnout.
That
was, back in 12 and 14 of July, the importance of that. And we've talked about, the studies of the Harvard sophomores were then followed, for some 70, 80 years. And they found that the critical difference of those who were enjoying well-being and happiness and were optimistic and all were those who had strong family and friendships, strong family relationships and friendships, that was by far the most critical thing. And we've talked about that. On Tuesday, we had a visit. AARP brought the CEO. Her name is Maisha Minter Jordan, and she came to Puerto Rico, and we were very proud is the word, that AARP chose our community, the Coalición Comunidad San Patricio, we call it COSPI, as the only community organization that they brought the CEO in order for us to describe our relationship with AARP and what we've achieved in terms of and I before her arrival, I read the AARP magazine, the bulletin, it's called the AARP bulletin, and it's the July August edition, and her article is The Power of Connection. AARP can help you build ties in an isolating world. And, she says that nearly 4 in 10 adults over 45 report being lonely, according to AARP research. And then she says, that social connection is a fundamental determinant of health, belonging in the same conversation as physical and financial well-being. And then she makes the point that AARP offers opportunities for people to get together, to have social activities, and all, and the Triple S and MCS and with Triple M, the providers for the health insurance, are also very, very conscious, and they have these activities for members to socialize and to be together. So we had the activity with her. As you may not know, I'm president of the Coalición Comunidad San Patricio Inc., which we started in 2013, and the catalyst was AARP. Without them, we would have not, the organization wouldn't exist, and they have been instrumental throughout, just supporting us financially and in terms of technology, in terms of support, and tons of educational programs and programs of improving leadership and programs, social programs to get us together, and continues. The thing we're working on right now this week is the Bosque San Patricio, which is not really in the San Patricio community because that is part of, we're in Guaynabo. The Bosque San Patricio is about 4 blocks away from our boundary, our San Patricio community boundary, behind the I forgot the name, but anyway, it's the Bosque San Patricio is various acres of well-maintained forest with trails, and it's beautiful. And so the IRP we're working on, the end of each Saturday, the last Saturday of each month, we're working so that COSPE and the community with ARP and with United Way and with Empresas Caparra, we have an activity that Saturday morning at the Bosque San Patricio, some kind. This one that the ARP wants to do is with a person who's very familiar with nature, that knows the trees and the birds and all, and with the mindfulness of, you know, our paying attention to the trees and to the birds and to the butterflies and the flowers, etc. So we had this presentation not only of COSPE with the CEO, with Maisha, but there were other stakeholders like Colegio Tecnólogo Médicos, Colegio Tecnólogos Médicos, that was the first. They offered their facility for the first meeting back in 2013, and we've had various meetings throughout at their location, or ARP has had them. They've been ARP meetings. There was Empresas Caparra that was in the very first meeting in 2013, has been providing the facilities that we have with when we meet with the residents every three months. We have a meeting with invite the residents to tell us their concerns and their problems, which we have to address. And it can be, you know, from extending the blue, the yellow paint for the parking to reducing it, putting paint on the speed reductors that we have on Avenida San Patricio. The major things like, working it out with Beth Fernandez when they were stalling to make sure their activities would not produce, too much noise, and we're concerned about the traffic. But, we made arrangements with them, and things have worked really well. To a huge tree being taken down by an optometrist who purchased a property that was a school then, and sort of working that out and how we now and working with the trees and having some, but just huge and small. Taking the birds were being captured and became a big fracas, and we got it led to an ordinance and in the municipality to stop that from taking place, not only in our community but of going out. So we very small and very big, and very, so I took the opportunity to basically write her a letter. Which I read, and gratitude. As we know, one of the main, attitudes for our well-being is for us to be grateful. It's good for the one who's being grateful, and it's good for the one who's receiving the gratitude. My letter of the 28th of July that I read and I gave to her with a memento, very small memento token of our appreciation. It says, "We want to confirm our utmost gratitude to you for your kind visit to the San Patricio community and to your local AARP team for all the support COSPE, our community, and the municipality of Guaynabo and Puerto Rico in general have received from the outset of our AARP-COSPE relationship all the way back to 2013. Although important relationships can never be described or captured verbally or in writing, because of their complexity and depth, here are in essence the areas for which we are grateful to ARP. And the first was the catalyst and the support we've had. The second was the liaison, Maria Isabel Colón, who's been there from the very beginning, helping us. And as I say here, with her expertise and diplomatic suggestions, without making decisions for us or resolving our problems. A good balance. Then three was the seminars and the meetings, large and small, that they've held in the community and in Guaynabo that they've invited us to. Number four is the financial assistance that I mentioned, for always providing the food and the drinks, sodas, and all, always avoiding alcohol. And when we have these meetings with the residences or when we have like the Bosque San Patricio is the next one. They'll provide, you know, water or whatever. And then finally, ARP, locally headed by Jose Acaron, has been very effective and instrumental in making the Puerto Rico government and our society in general conscious of the fact that senior adults are an important asset and that senior adults want to remain active without discrimination, i.e. ageism. So that was the grateful gratitude expression that I gave to her, you know, that the CEO and the two principal persons that we've well dealt with, Maria Isabel Colom and Jose Acaron. So, you know, the importance of which I've always insisted of gratitude, but the importance here of our social relationships, la coalición Comunidad San Patricio, ARP, and all working collaboration and having activities that allow us to contact and work with each other for the benefit of the quality of life of our community. Is the word. So with that, I end a relative volatile, right? Went from war to law to working with people and ARP. So get along with people. Be good to your neighbors. Choose the right people along to be with that help you improve and take care of yourself. We'll be back next week. This is George Gonzalez, Reflections.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.